Tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hump Day, Wednesday, July 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to thank Crawford County Republican Party for hosting a candidate forum last night. Great event. A lot of people showed up from the community. We vetted all the candidates. Later today, this evening, they're going to hold a candidate endorsement convention. Chairman Dan Bonamy, who's also the supervisor there, Beaver Creek Township, is going to be calling the delegates together. They're going to review the candidates running for the various offices, and they're going to come out with an endorsement list. 36 counties so far and counting have endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Many people were texting me last night about Rogers speaking at the RNC convention. Said they couldn't believe that this guy, number one, even got Donald Trump's endorsement, but number two, the things that he was saying, basically not true. My phone was blowing up all night long in people saying, I'm not voting for this guy. Dr. Sherry called me last night on my way home from Crawford County, Beaver Creek Township. And she said, Chucker, so many people are calling me saying, you got to get to Milwaukee. We'll put pressure on Hoekstra and the RNC to get you equal time with Rogers. I told her not to do it. Number one, they're not going to put her on stage. They're not going to give her equal time. If they did, it would probably be during the morning breakfast as opposed to prime time. She needs to stay here in Michigan. She needs to continue dialing for dollars, talking to people, talking to counties, getting her message out. And I think, honestly, we have an opportunity on August 6th to send a loud and clear message to the swamp, to the establishment, and even to Donald Trump. Sorry, sir. We're voting for you. We love you as our president, but stay out of Michigan politics. We're not interested in your endorsements. We're educated, we're informed, we're engaged. We know who we want to support. And I don't care how many times this stupid pack runs these TV commercials with Donald Trump telling us what a great Senator Mike Rogers will be. I'm not buying it. Personally, I'm voting for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I know many of you are. Tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell the people you go to church with. Doc, D-O-C, Sherry2024.com is the website. We have to be storytellers, folks. We need to get the information out. Yeah, I got a couple of text messages. String player is down out at the transmitter site. Dale Reynolds is going to be out there doing it, giving it repaired. Officer Rick's listening in on TuneIn. Barb Ajima, Doc Sherry will be at our church in Hudsonville tonight. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Hudsonville, down there, just near Grand Rapids, Michigan. Short break. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Text me your questions for Ask the Vet. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Okay.
Hey everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Wednesday. Joining us in this segment is Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff, up at Sioux Animal Hospital, is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
What's happening there up at Sioux Animal Hospital?
Not a lot right now. Everybody's making hay, so we're trying to get the hay down. I've noticed that, a lot of farmers. So we're seeing a spike in dogs itching.
What causes that?
Well, you're knocking that hay down, and that's releasing a lot of pollen, and that's releasing a lot of pollen and dust and stuff like that in the air. And if dogs have a little bit of hay fever, that can make them start flaring up their allergies, and then you're going to start seeing the usually dogs itch. Like people, when we have hay fever, we get stuffed up, our eyes run, we sneeze, we cough, things like that. In a dog, the organ of inflammation for them is the skin. So when they get exposed to it, instead of sneezing or coughing or eyes running, they itch. Typically with the feet. So we've been seeing a lot of that going on.
Got a text message for you.
Sure.
Right out of the gate.
Yep.
Sherry LaFave over in Onaway.
Okay.
I swear my black calico was prominently a male when I sexed him for being spayed or neutered, but I didn't have it done. Well, guess what? He just had 3 kittens.
Yep.
Perma Royal Fire or something.
Yeah.
What is that word? What does it mean?
Well, which word? The
Herma pro fire?
Hermaphrodite?
Hermaphrodite. Okay, misspelled it. Okay.
Okay.
What the heck is that?
Well, a hermaphrodite is a true, I mean, actually, we're going to go in a whole other direction with this one. A hermaphrodite is an actual true intersex organism, okay, or mammal, I guess I should say. And it is an animal that would carry both male and female genitalia at some point. So what happens is every mammalian embryo starts out, at least if you look at it, starts out female, okay? And then as the male develops, and you're in utero or you're still inside the womb, and the testosterone starts being produced, and then what will happen is that testosterone then causes the masculinization of the reproductive tract, okay? So both the testes and the ovaries originate in the same spot, right behind the kidneys, but then under the influence of the testosterone, the testes migrate from the kidneys to where they're supposed to be. And if it's obviously if the individual is a female, they just stay where they are. But what happens is sometimes that those hormonal signals get screwed up, and you can wind up with these half male, half female, kind of things. Very rare. But what the biggest clue though from the text that she told me is she said calico. And calico is a sex-linked coat color in females or in cats. Every calico, or just about every, I can pretty much say every single calico is a female cat. Unless you get those weird 1 in a million calico cats that are males. I actually just read an article. Some vet found one, I think out in California. I came across one. It's like 1 in a million cats. And for that calico cat to be a male, it actually has to have 2-3 sex chromosomes. This is just XX or XY. This cat actually has XXY.
Hmm.
Because you have to have 2 X's to have that calico coat pattern, but then you need to have the Y chromosome to be the male. So,
wow. Yep. So it's very difficult. You very rarely see a male calico.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen one. 40 years, I've never seen one. Nope.
Hmm.
Nope. It's just because you have to have that really weird genetic abnormality. It's an error. It's not supposed to be like that. There's another condition, if you want to talk about some of this stuff too, and embryology and da-da-da. You can get a condition, and my farmers are going to kind of be familiar with this one. It's called Free-Martinism. Don't ask me why they call it that. But what this situation happens is you're going to have a cow that is carrying twin calves, okay? Carrying a bull calf and then carrying a heifer or female calf. And what can happen, it doesn't happen every time, but sometimes what can happen, again, like I said, as that male calf starts producing testosterone and starts going through the changes to become a bull, sometimes that testosterone can then leak into the female calf's blood supply, into her placenta, and can then it'll screw up her development too, where they will not, look at them externally, they look like a female calf or a heifer, but they don't have they can't breed back, they're sterile, they don't have a complete, reproductive tract. They call that free Martinism. So yeah, once you start talking about developing and stuff like that, it can get pretty interesting.
Interesting. Hey, I got a text message from one of your patients, customers, Officer Rick, down in the Livingston County area. You've treated, operated on his dog, Frank.
Yep.
He wants to know, are you coming to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast that we're doing a week from Saturday, July 27th in Antrim County? Do you plan on coming to that?
July 20th. I don't think I heard about that. I'll have to look at that now.
Okay, because we'd like to have you there, because Officer Rick is, very fiscally conservative.
Yes.
He's frugal. He's a tightwad, I should say. Frank has another fatty tumor. He was wondering if you could bring him and if you could take a quick look at it. He wants to know if he can have it, if you think it should be removed, and also he needs to schedule an annual checkup. So I'll send you the link.
Yeah, yes.
The information,
yes,
and hopefully you can come, because so many of my listeners are coming.
Oh,
and
good.
Missy's coming from My Pair Health Solutions. Dr. Cheryl Donald's coming.
Yep.
And we'd love to see Dr. Jeff and the wife. Bring your kids. We have the target range open. It's going to be a blast. So
Yeah. I will definitely. That's what Saturday looks like, right?
Yeah, yes. A week from this coming Saturday. Yeah.
All right. Good.
Got another question. Sure. Ben in Sheboygan, can you ask him why house cats are the only cats with vertical slits for eyes? I have no idea what the heck he's talking about.
Well, the pupils. So if you look at a cat that has when the pupils are constricted or tight, like in bright light, where ours or dogs will turn into, small pinpoint circles, okay?
Okay.
Cats, a pupil like that is a vertical slit. And I think it's done like that because then because a cat tends to be more of a, if you think about felids, tend to be more nocturnal hunters, especially our cats, or what they call crepuscular, which means they're active at dusk and dawn or in low light conditions.
Sure.
So when the pupil is like that, it allows it to open up much larger when it does open up to let in more light to be, be able to see better in dim light. Also, they're not the only animals that have odd-shaped pupils. A lot of reptiles will, too. Snakes and stuff will have vertical pupil slits. But horses, if you look at a horse eye, cow, sheep or goats or grazers, they also have slits, but they are orientated horizontally, not vertically.
Okay.
Look at a horse's eye. The pupil is actually kind of an oval, but it's orientated horizontally. That's because as that horse, as a grazer, has his head down, that pupil then lets him really keep an eye on the horizon to look for the lions and tigers and bears and or whatever.
Right.
And then also, here's a little fun fact: horses have in their eye a built-in sunshade. It's called the corpus nigrosa, corpus nigerium.
Okay.
So, but it's this little body. If you look at it really close to his horse eye, if you look at the top of the pupil, you can see this little lip of the iris that sticks out, and then acts like a sunshade. so like they have their built-in baseball cap. So it's the same thing. To help. Yep. So.
Okay, I got a text from Sherry, and this is very interesting. She said she's got 12 kittens that she needs to get rid of, 9 spayed, neutered, and rabies shots ready to go, 3 brand new ones. If Dr. Jeff knows anybody that wants a free cat, Sherry can get him one. Does this happen a lot? Do you see this a lot in your practice?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten, because we do work with the shelter here and also, you know, the shelter across the river here. And we've got 4 or 5 right now that we're fostering and going to be, you know, trying to adopt out. So I kick out of it. And I saw the meme come through one of my vet pages. And when people come in with a puppy, you know, they're always like, oh, you know, we researched for months. We picked the right puppy. We talked to different breeders, you know, before we bought the, you know, we got the right dog. Right. Somebody shows up with a kitten. They're like, we found him in the trash. You know, it's the cat distribution system. And I got to think about it. Over all the years, all the cats I've ever had, I literally have never gone out and go, I want to go get a kitten. It was the cat distribution system just kind of brings you one. I know. We just took one home. Actually, my 20-year-old son now has just moved to Marquette. So he's off on his own adventure now. And so he took one of our cats we had. He had one that was pretty bonded to him, so he took Teddy with him. He's living with him and our cat. So that opened up a spot on the roster, so of course my wife had to fill it. So now we've got another cat again. But yes.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
No, but if you want to email us a link or something, we can certainly stick it on our Facebook page, you know, and help you advertise for it. That's not a problem.
Okay, very good. We'll to Sherry and ever send you the information. Do you want that by email? Would that be the best?
That would be the best, to info@siouxanimalhospital.com. And just put a note in there that, you know, Trucker Randy, just so I get a lot of emails, just so it tickles my memory to go, oh, yeah, okay, I know what we're talking about.
We're going
to
help this lady out. Gotcha, yep. Gotcha. Appreciate that. One final quick question. We had a listener last Friday, I think it was, she texted me during the show. I was in the process of putting requests out. You know, send me a pig. I'll send you the information about the pig roast, the fun shoot.
Yep.
Well, I got lost in my chain of text messages, and she was frantic. She said, you know, I need his phone number. I need to get my dog to him as soon as possible. Okay. I don't remember the name of the lady, but the question is, how late are you guys there on Fridays, if that ever happens again?
We're here till 5 o'clock.
Okay, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right?
8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Because she was freaking out, and I didn't get it until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I reached back to her, and she was gone. So I apologize. Folks, what I need you to do, put this phone number in your phone. Don't call me and leave me a voicemail or text me. You got to put this in your phone. Dr. Jeff, and I just abbreviated SAH, Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. 906 area code, Sioux St. Marie, 635-5910. Store it in your phone. You're good to go. So, hey, Jeff, we appreciate you. I'll send you that link about the fun shoot.
Yes.
A lot of people just text me, man, I want to see Dr. Jeff. I've heard him on the radio for years. I've never met him. I'd love to see him.
That'd be a good reason to bring out my big old buffalo gun.
Oh, yeah. What's the caliber real quick?
50.95.
Ha! We got to see that bad boy.
Yep.
All right, brother. We'll send you the link. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thanks a lot.
Bottom of the hour, news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission has approved a variety of changes to the state's deer hunting rules, including a prohibition on the shooting of bucks during seasons carved out for youth and hunters with disabilities. An hours-long public meeting last Thursday also ended with expansion of antlerless deer hunting opportunities in parts of the Lower Peninsula. But the seven-member governor-appointed commission rejected long-debated attempts to ease the Lower Peninsula's